Now, there are very few interviews with Stan Dickey. He's made a few TV appearances, but not very many. But I found something that I thought was really interesting. Now, apparently, he was asked to talk about Jesus for a song by a band. Not his band, somebody else's band. Actually, a prog rock band. Very strange. A band from Canada called Providence. He was asked to talk about Jesus for their song. Bobblehead Jesus. And I actually found a raw version of that recording, and I want to play it for you right now because it's really quite beautiful, and it really tells you how much Stan really has a connection with the Lord. And here it is.
Howdy. I just want to talk to you a little bit about how I feel about Jesus. Well, Jesus is my best friend, I gotta tell you. When I'm driving my truck, I know that Jesus is in that truck behind me. And every now and then, I get a Breaker 19 telling me that I'm doing okay. Sometimes he just sits right up in the cab beside me, and that truck behind me just goes without a driver. Jesus can do anything. I'll tell you what else. When I stray from my wife, well, you know, Jesus, he helps me find women, you know. And, you know, he's not happy with me for doing it, but he always forgives me because he's Jesus. And my sins are washed away by his blood. Yeah, every now and then I take a shower in that blood. I love Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is my best friend. Yeah.
Jesus is his best friend. That's Stan Dickey. You know, you really gotta believe it. It's true, the way he talks about it. He takes a shower in the blood of Jesus. Wow. That's amazing to me. That is commitment to the Lord. I think we could all strive for that. I think I'd like to play for you a song, since he mentioned that Jesus was his best friend. It's called Beat Up Your Best Friend. And, you know, when I first heard this song, I thought, what does that mean? Every now and then, you gotta beat up your best friend. That's the lyric of the song. What does he mean by that? Well, I'm gonna play you the song, and then we'll talk about it. This is Beat Up Your Best Friend.
You get into ballroom brawls, can't help yourself. You punch the guy on the bus, looked at you wrong. You hit the guy who's messing with your girl, and you do it again if he makes a fuss. But every now and then you gotta beat up your best friend. Clock him in the mouth when he least expects it. Punch him in the ribs though he don't deserve it. Let him know that he is your best friend. Punch the guy who dented your car, an accident. He deserved it anyway, a reckless jerk. You beat up the guy who said that you were gay, and you did it with a smirk. But every